A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, we begin with Clippity Klopp's Liverpool beating Inter Milan in the Champions League. The match, of course, was live on TalkSport, and if you don't believe me, well, have a listen to this, and then apologise. You can Instagram me, AndyGoldstein05. Dear Andy, apologies. When I was listening to the podcast, you get the idea.
Salah on the turn! Oh, it's 2-0. And Liverpool have scored twice in 8 minutes, and they've taken complete control of this round of 16 tie. Inter nil, Liverpool 2.
Fair play and a pat on the back to Jurgen Klopp, because he recognised that they had some issues at the start of that second half. He made that triple change, and they just got a vice-like grip then on the game. And then that confidence came, and you're right, the flicked header from Firmino was wonderful.
Flick on and in! Roberto Firmino! Robertson's delivery, Luis Diaz attacking it, Firmino there first.
That's a bonus, Salah's goal. But it was them changes from Jurgen Klopp that was key.
We like to win the ball early, but if that's not possible. And against them, it's not really possible because they make the pitch really big with the three centre-backs. Yeah, they pass a lot of back pass to them, and then from there they go diagonal to either Dumfries or Perisic. That makes it really tricky. So you have to defend with passion. Organisation helps as well, but with passion. And I thought you were right. Defensively, it was a really strong performance. But would be silly if we wouldn't defend well, because it means a lot to us, this competition, these games, and we invested a lot, and it's good.
Breaking news on TalkSport.
Got to read out Antonio Conte's comments. And Spurs fans, this is just coming out, and I want you to hear this, and everyone hear this, and what do you make of it? This is what he's come out and said. It's always difficult to make comparisons, but if I had to find something similar, it would be the lack of confidence that is inevitable when you start work at a club that hasn't won in a long time. It is inevitable that if you want to grow quicker and if you want to be competitive more rapidly, you need players with a lot of experience, because they also raise the experience level of the overall team. But I repeat, I have realised now that this is the vision of the club.
Basically, he's saying,
wow,
why have I come to Spurs? That is a statement of regret. Apparently, he said that to Sky Italia.
Yeah.
He knows it's going to come back, but that, I don't know, Daniel, I don't know what Spurs, you're a Spurs fan. It's damning.
I feel like he's just protecting his own back a little bit here, digging out everyone else, blaming everyone else. Well, you've come in, you knew the situation, you knew what the club was.
I don't know if he did, mate. I don't know if he did know.
Oh, come on,
no,
Jason.
Jay, I don't know what it is. I don't know whether he knew how big a challenge this was. I honestly don't. He looked crushed and lost on the sideline against Wolves at the weekend, right? He looked, what do? Has he said anything that isn't true? I don't think you can argue in that. It's hard to hear because he's telling the truth.
Obviously, I just want to hear positive things about my club. But there comes a time when you have to be honest, Jay. It's horrible to hear. As Jason said, the truth hurts, mate. You know, and all he's doing is telling the truth. I mean, he could say nice things and not be honest. I think that would be worse. I think it's better for him to, you know, to be honest about the situation.
Let's quickly hear from Antonio Conte, though, speaking to beIN Sport about how different the Spurs job is.
I always said that I have to have only 1%, to feel 1% the possibility to win, no? In this case, to win the league. For sure, here the situation is strange, because maybe I feel the 1% of possibility to have the ambition to finish fourth.
That is a statement of someone there that doesn't give two hoots about what the owner and what the fans or what the players think. Couldn't care less, could he? He's laughing. Isn't he? He's giggling.
Yeah, but it's not on, though, is it? It's not on, is it? I don't want my manager of my football club coming out and saying that.
Well,
you've got to back the players that you've got. You've brought in them players.
He's only saying what Pochettino thought. He's only saying what all these other managers have said in the past. He's only saying what Jose alluded to. He's only saying what Nuno didn't.
On now to Simon Money Money Jordan comparing City boss Pep Guardiola Guardiola and his spending per point with Jurgen Klippity Klopp. Oh, Money claims that Pep is, and I quote, a checkbook manager. This should be a good listen.
There is a reason why that they are favourites for the title at home and looking menacing on the continent as well. Manchester City are legit contenders for the Champions League.
Man City are already on a par with Liverpool in terms of having built a squad because they've had this money for 7 years, right? Yeah. So when you take the time that they've been together, and the facts of the matter is that every single Premier League point that's been won by Guardiola has cost Man City £667,000. Every single point that's won by Liverpool under Klopp has cost them £243,000. So Guardiola has spent three times the amount of money that Klopp has spent. Fact. Three times the amount of money. Now, if you give Klopp £667,000 per point won in the Premier League in the 6 years that he's been there, he would may well be in the same situation as Guardiola is in, because Guardiola is a checkbook manager. It's unarguable.
On now to the Villa legend that is Gabby Agbonlahor, claiming that Kylian Mbappe is currently the best player in the world and could be for the next decade.
He reminds me of like a little bit of Thierry Henry and like a lot of Arnold mixed together. Mm. Honestly, and if he goes to Real Madrid as the main man, he could be one of the best players in the world for like the next 10 years. You know, he'll be the Messi of Real Madrid, like Messi was with Barcelona. But at PSG now, it's like sometimes you think, you know, Mbappe, he's got a pass to Messi because of the ego thing. Messi's probably one of the best ever players. But if he goes to Real Madrid, he'll be the main man. But honestly, for me, the best player in the world.
Now, Man United smashed to pieces 10-man Brighton at Old Trafford to move back into the Premier League's top four. We'll hear from the Sun's Neil Custer shortly, but first, here's Simon Jordan, who wants objectivity when discussing Ralf Rangnick's position at the club.
They needed that win after three disappointing performances in a row. But they've gone back into the Champions League positions. They're in fourth spot. They've won the game.
His argument will be, look at the body of work that I've done. Not micro, macro. Look at it over the time that I've been here. We're in the Champions League for next season. We've gone deep into it for this season, so the revenue's been generated. I have done what you wanted me to do. We were never going to win the league. We were never going to really win the Champions League. Arguably, never going to win that. So with all that in mind, what did you expect me to do? I've done it. Now, what we're doing at this moment in time is looking at it going, look at the quality of play. Look at the way that they're giving up leads. Look at the adversity of the pitch.
Yeah.
All of this was coming, and I think it would have been worse under the previous manager. So you've got to give Rangnick his head, and that's my view.
I see them flatlining. I don't see any improvement. I don't see a reason why it would suddenly improve. I'd be surprised if they get fourth. I've seen teams like Wolves recently who play better football than Manchester United do at the moment.
They're a jigsaw puzzle, forever looking for the final piece. Which I think is just about sums up United.
But overall, I think you have to see the relief on these Manchester United players' faces.
It's a kind of comically bad race for fourth at the moment. Mm. Everyone's saying after you, Claude, aren't they? Because nobody really is any good.
On now to Newcastle fullback Matt Target, who told TalkSport that he was surprised that Aston Villa signed Lucas Digne, which is why he wanted to move to St James's Park. No, it wasn't for more money. He really wanted first-team football. Play the audio.
It was a difficult decision because, obviously, last season especially, I was pretty much the only left-back. I knew the club wanted to sign a left-back, and I was quite surprised when they signed someone like Luca Dean. Obviously, he was out there at the time and the club had to do what they had to do. But yeah, it was quite hard to take to sign someone of that calibre. But that's where the club wants to go, and I completely respect that. But at the same time, I'm 26 and I don't want to be sitting on the bench. I want to look back at my career and played as many Premier League games as I can possible. So that's probably one of the main reasons, yeah.
Now, Brendan Rodgers has been speaking ahead of Leicester's massive clash with Rangers. No, with Randers. Who? Is it? It's a Danish side, apparently. Right. Anyway, they're playing them in the Europa Conference League. Ah, that explains it. Here he is talking to Jason Bourne. What, from the Bourne Altar? No? He were. Oh, same name. Here's Bourne asking Brendan-y about the Foxes' problems at set pieces.
Leicester once again failing to hold on to a lead here. Same old story defensively and from set pieces.
Wilfred Ndidi says the players need to work harder and concentrate better for set pieces and conceding those late goals. Now, you may have seen Ralph Rangnick speaking recently about Manchester United. They've got a similar problem, suggesting it's an issue with their mentality and players' mindset. Now, do you think it's a similar problem at Leicester? Because he suggested maybe getting a psychologist involved to help the players overcome that issue. Would you perhaps consider a similar approach, or is it not as deep as that?
Defending set pieces is straightforward in terms of it's about organisation and it's about desire and will to head the ball. It's as simple as that. And I think that you go through cycles of defending them really well, and then something happens and it doesn't quite work, and then you're changing it. And I think that for us there probably is a little bit of anxiety around it. But you think we're playing against West Ham, I think it scored the most set pieces in the league. We defended them really, really well, and then right at the very, very end we got undone with arguably a goal that shouldn't have counted, but it did count. And of course it then puts probably a negative feel on what was a really, really good performance where we deserved to win the game. There's lots of work going on, as you've seen, in terms of organisation, in terms of being zonal and then going man to man. But really you've got to stay concentrated right to the very end. Hopefully, as I said, that ruthlessness will return to our game.
Hello, I'm Laura Woods and this is TalkSport Daily. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On to former Premier League striker Darren Bent, on my show, of course, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, recalling how difficult it was coming up against Jamie Carragher.
But don't ever call me a bottler on radio in front of all thousands of people listening.
Arguably the best talker, or certainly one of them that I played against, that someone that springs to mind, was Jamie Carragher. Now, it was to the point where he was annoying, because as a centre-forward, you look at darting between the two centre-halves, darting between the centre-back and the full-back to try and get him behind, because that was my strength, running in behind. But he constantly was screaming to the defensive line, get up, squeeze, drop off, right shoulder, left shoulder, go tight. Honestly, everything, all the time. So there's times where you think, right, we've got the ball in good position here. If I arc my run in behind, I don't know, Sammy Hippier, for instance, I'm in here, and you could just hear Jamie Carragher again screaming behind me, drop, drop, drop. It gives, obviously, your centre-back partner information. So all of a sudden, Sammy Hippier drops 10 yards. There's nowhere to run then. But it's an underrated skill, that. Like, and you listen to Virgil, he's quite vocal. But Jamie Carragher, honestly, all the time.
It'd be interesting to see if you've got any bottle and come down to Anfield or Melwood and, you know, say it to me and we'll see what happens.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm, of course, back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show at 4 p.m. At 5:55, or 5 to 6, as some people call it, it's Dortmund against Rangers. That's the Europa League first leg. You can hear it on TalkSport 2. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts up first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.